Always exciting to talk about the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. They have a new exhibition of artwork by Emily Cole, Thomas Cole's daughter. The exhibition titled Emily Cole Ceramics, Flora, and Contemporary Responses will include the largest display of original painted porcelain and works on paper by Emily Cole ever shown since the 19th century. Her work is being presented within the Cole family historic home and studio alongside and in conversation with related works by eight internationally celebrated 21st century artists. Telling us more this morning, we welcome Kate Mencaneri, who is the chief curator and director of curatorial affairs, contemporary art, and fellowship of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. Hello, Kate. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much.
Really nice to have you. We also welcome Amanda Malmstrom, who is associate curator of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site. And hello, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. We're pleased to be here.
It's very nice to have you both here. Kate, let's begin with you. How this particular exhibit came about?
Well, it's really a joy, but you know, we have long celebrated the Thomas Cole National Historic Site and been inspired by the work and vision of the painter Thomas Cole at his historic home and studio. But we realized that Emily Cole, made up over a sixth of our collection, and that it was time to tell this story, to expand our own story and the history of artists working at our site, and to share the work of another lifelong resident and artist, Emily Cole. And her work is just so inspiring. She created a really accomplished body of painted porcelain and works on paper that depicted flowers and plants that she could have observed firsthand by stepping outside her door. And spending time with this work, for Amanda and I, it's just sparked so many rich connections between the visual beauty of the flora to the roots in the ecologies of the landscape and the cycles of life. And it was just, rather than defining it through a single lens, we really wanted to share this work and talk about all these multi-layered connections from both a historic perspective and also contemporary framework. So that's why we also, in addition to doing deep research on Emily's work, we engaged eight major contemporary artists to weigh in a kind of call and response to think through why and how Emily's work matters so much in her own moment and today. And the historic research is really fueled by, and the heart of the exhibition driven by, my amazing colleague and co-curator, Amanda Malmstrom. So Amanda, I don't know if you want to talk more about Emily, but...
Yes, tell us about Emily.
Yes, we love Emily's work, and we really felt that her story and her artwork was this really important, you know, maybe second chapter at the Thomas Cole National Historic Site. Of course, we celebrate our historic site as the home and studios of Thomas Cole, but through research, we found out this was also the home and studios of the acclaimed artist Emily Cole. And we really hope that with this exhibition, more people will know her name and her work. Emily Cole was born in 1843, one of Thomas and his wife Mariah's four children. But she becomes an esteemed artist in her own right, painting flowers on Limoges porcelain, teacups, bowls, plates, sugar bowls, sugar dishes, kind of a vast array of chinaware. But she found inspiration in the landscape of her own Hudson River backyard, similar to her father, Thomas Cole, painting the sweeping landscapes of our Catskill landscape. Emily Cole finding inspiration in the flora of her own backyard. Over the decades that she was an artist, she painted more than 50 different species of flowers, irises, roses, peonies. I could keep going on, but really, they deserve to be seen in person. They're so beautiful. And we know that Emily Cole was a student at the National Academy of Design, this premier arts institution in 1875 was when she attended. She became a founding member of the New York Society of Ceramic Arts in 1892. So we really see her being an active artist in the late 19th century. And we also found out through research that Emily Cole used her father's designed studio as her studio, inviting artists to come visit, holding exhibitions, firing her painted china in the studio. So with this exhibition, we really see it as this important moment of Emily Cole's work coming home to the place where it was originally painted and exhibited. So it's a bit of a step back in time and a step into really this gallery that has undergone a super bloom of flowers.
You have had exhibitions of Emily Cole in the past. So give us a sense of how this one differs because of those conversations that we're allowed to have with the other artists.
Yes. We had a small exhibition of Emily Cole's work in 2019. But with this exhibition, we have freshly conserved new works that have never been seen before in our lifetime. So we have over 60 different works by Emily Cole on view, along with these 8 contemporary artists. Kate has long been a champion of contemporary artists at our site, but this is the first time we've invited them to be in conversation with Emily Cole.
Yeah. Tell us about that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted to activate the history of the historic artist's home and studio by bringing and engaging contemporary artists to continue to work there. And as part of our process, we called in Anne Agee, Jacqueline Bishop, Francesca DiMaddio, Valerie Hegarty, Courtney M. Leonard, Jiha Moon, Michelle Sound, and Stephanie Suyuko. And we selected these, you know, we researched and selected these artists based on their own practices and interests. But we realized that all of these artists were in really interesting ways working with ceramics and flora and thinking about the relevance of those mediums and those themes. And so we engage them to look and think about Emily Cole's work. And then from that, you know, we worked very collaboratively from that, invited them to help us think through what to create new site-specific installations of their work across the artist's home and studio. And so it's really pretty dynamic. It's an exhibition you want to come and see in person because there is sculpture and, I mean, these exquisite, exquisite painted porcelain works by Emily. Every single flower is different and incredible. And then the contemporary artists are really responding to her. Francesca DiMaddio created this installation within the new studio where a large presentation of Emily's work is, the studio that Thomas and Emily worked in. But she painted murals on the wall and created this giant caryatid and all of this sculpture that's really looking at these histories of porcelain and flora. And I think one of the things that was really interesting in working with the contemporary artists is realizing, you know, ceramics and flora are often kind of relegated to, you know, these side gallery spaces, or they're not as important as history painting or landscape painting. But in fact, you know, ceramics and flora are vital to life on Earth. And so the artists in various ways really speak to that importance. And I feel like it's been so rewarding to work with them. But a lot of the artists, Valerie Hegarty, Anne Agee, Francesca DiMaddio, and others were so inspired by Emily's work and that they created completely new bodies of work and new artworks that are cited in really responsive installations across her 19th century home and studio. So it's a really special, extraordinary exhibition, I would say.
Tell me about working with the artists, working with those other artists and the information they receive and then what they go and do with that.
Yeah, I mean, when we work with artists, you know, it's a process of researching and reaching out, and we do studio visits with the artists. Then we invite the artists to come and walk through the site with us when possible. We, you know, brought the artists into the collection rooms and showed them Emily's painted works. And so it's a very collaborative, generative experience. And, you know, Amanda and I, as curators, have a certain, you know, framework for how we're doing it. But when you bring the artist into the conversation, it always gets so much more interesting and dynamic. And so I have nothing but gratitude for the generosity that and vision that the artists have brought to this exhibition, from Emily to the contemporary artists. And I think, you know, together, when they're all together, it really sparks these amazing conversations about the enduring importance of ceramics and flora and our relationships to the natural world. But it's very, Amanda, did you want to add to working with the contemporary artists?
Yeah,
it's as a process, it's very rewarding.
Yeah,
it's.
I would imagine it would be.
It's so. I think the way that I think about Emily Cole is completely different because of our conversations with the contemporary artists. For example, we worked with Valerie Hegarty, who's a New York-based artist who was so taken by the story of Emily Cole and kind of this unsung artist in our history, that she created a new sculptural work, kind of bringing together Thomas Cole's iconic paintings with Emily Cole's flowers, using paper mache and clay. There's this one work that she created where we see Thomas Cole's famous oxbow painting being taken over by Emily Cole's flowers, and her flowers are growing through his painting, cracking the frame of the oxbow. And so Valerie was really taken with this idea that Emily Cole was only 5 when her artist father passed away, and that these two iconic American artists, or Thomas Cole, never got to collaborate in their lifetimes. So this bringing together of their two mediums, and Valerie helped us also think through how Emily Cole, in her work, was painting flowers in different stages of life. We see that Emily Cole is really inspired by Thomas. Thomas Cole was really interested in cyclical paintings. We see that in his Voyage of Life series and his Course of Empire series. And we see that Emily Cole probably was inspired by that that inspiration in Cole, also painting her flowers from bud to full bloom to wilting flower to barren stem. And so we see also in Valerie Hegarty's contemporary sculpture, we see that she's incorporated these different stages of life. We see a robin who has made a nest within Thomas Cole's painting, thinking about the cycles of life and thinking about kind of gold frame paintings that we hold in such high esteem, and seeing flowers as something that can crack a painting in her sculpture.
When you and seeing them together, I mean, that's the conversation, right? Of looking at one to the other. What has it been like to have the contemporary artists look and see how they look next to each other as being exhibited?
It's so, I think, just generative. I think it sparks a lot of fantastic conversations with our visitors. But I think it just helps us continue the legacy of this site being an artist's home and studios in Thomas Cole and Emily Cole's time. The Thomas Cole National Historic Site, known as Cedar Grove, was the place to go see the latest in contemporary landscape painting. In Emily Cole's time, the latest in China painting. And so today, for visitors, they also get to experience Thomas and Emily Cole, but they also get to experience the latest in contemporary art. So we really feel it's important to our mission and close to the history of our site.
Yeah.
Do you want to add to that?
No, I mean, that's it. It's really, you know, we're activating the legacy of the site. And it's so fun to realize, you know, Francesca is painting on the walls of the studio that Thomas Cole and Emily Cole also painted and showed their work in. So it's this generational legacy. But I think also, you know, Thomas Cole and Emily Cole both really believed in the power of art and ideas. And I think with this exhibition, not only are we allowed to celebrate their work and their vision and about the natural world and how important it is, but to continue that conversation into this contemporary moment and realize how relevant those relationships are. And it is with some of these contemporary artists that, you know, we're able to think about the medicinal power of plants, to think about some critical histories in ceramics, like Jacqueline Bishop, for instance. We have worked The Market Woman's Story and Flora and Fauna. And like Emily, she decorates porcelain dinnerware with floral imagery, but she does so to challenge these kind of harmful motifs that are embedded within these histories of ceramics. And she grew up around china dishes that were treasured by her family, but she realized they obscured the legacy of slavery. But these, you know, china dishes were tied to wealth that was amassed through sugar and tea trade. So there's a lot of interesting critical conversations thinking about histories of flora and ceramics, but also really just extraordinary conversation. Michelle Sound, for instance, has medicine drums that we've
just
borrowed.
Just about out of time, but go ahead.
Oh, from Forge, that speak to the medicinal power of plants as well. So
the exhibit runs through November 2nd, 2025. Amanda and Kate, thank you so much for everything. You can find out more at thomascole.org.